This is KCUR. Each summer for the past two decades, the Heart of America Shakespeare Festival has turned Southmoreland Park into a place where Hamlet posed questions, Macbeth's witches toiled and troubled, and Romeo and Juliet professed their love. This year's production of The Winter's Tale, one of Shakespeare's lesser-known plays, will come to life thanks to like-minded artists whose collective goal is to make the play leap effortlessly from page to park. KCUR's Steve Walker has this report, the first in a series.
How are you?
The morning after Memorial Day, a reunion is underway with lots of handshakes and air kisses. In a rehearsal space at the Performing Arts Center on the UMKC campus, the floor bears an outline of the Heart of America Shakespeare Festival stage in red tape. Dozens of actors, technicians, and designers are gathering for the first day of rehearsal of this year's production, The Winter's Tale. They take their places at several tables formed into a rectangle and are corralled by the festival's executive artistic director, Sydney Garrett.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad everyone's here. It's great to see everyone's faces. We have a lot of the company with us this morning who are going to be headed off soon to do other work. I just want to go around the room and try to get some faces attached to who you are and what you're doing in this room with us.
I'm Chaz Bell, and I'm the technical director.
Yeah!
Days before that meeting of the minds, Chaz Bell oversees a crew of five in the scenery shop. Some are wearing safety goggles, others earplugs to soften the roar of power saws. The guys are cutting large panels of plastic and sheets of wood into pieces that will ultimately come together like a huge puzzle. Bell explains the challenge of the set design.
This year we're trying to make the entire set so that it actually illuminates during the show. So we've used some pretty interesting corrugated polycarbonate panels, which are actually intended for greenhouse use. And we're painting it to look like a set, but then when we backlight it, it just glows, has a really magical look to it.
Back in the rehearsal space, the production's designers take turns revealing to the company what they've been working on for months. Set designer Gene Friedman passes around a three-dimensional built-to-scale model.
So it's been really exciting developing the concept for this show and the approach to the show because the play is a little schizophrenic. It starts in Sicilia and then it goes to Bohemia. And how do you create a world that's capable of accommodating both of those? And one of the things that Sydney told me that was really important for her was to maintain the sense that we are in a fable.
Costume designer Mary Traylor shares sketches of the wardrobe and explains why she's taken creative license with the actor's hair.
I hate to wig people in the park for two reasons. One, it's hotter now. And two, by 15 minutes after you've been out in the heat, they look like they're very sad.
While the company refuels with coffee and bagels, actors discuss amongst themselves their history with The Winter's Tale, including festival veteran Bruce Roach. He plays Leontes, a king whose jealousy kickstarts the story.
The very first time I saw this play, I had never read it. I had no exposure to it at all. That last scene is the best thing ever written for the stage.
Playing Paulina, a shrewd noblewoman, is Jan Rogge. She's joined by John Rensenhaus, who plays Leontes' rival, Polixenes. Both have many lines. Some are memorized, others not so much, so they'll initially have script in hand, what's being called on book.
What is the ratio of actors coming with all of their lines memorized at day one?
Well, anymore, with such a short rehearsal period, it really helps us older actors to come in with their lines learned.
I'm just real familiar enough to play and enough to be off. I don't have to be a slave to it. That's where it's kind of bad, because you can't even explore when you're doing that. You can't even really act. If people kind of don't get a sense of the scene and they're really stuck to their script and they're stumbling and mumbling, maybe they haven't done their homework.
Frisk in the sun and bleat the one.
Mid-morning, the actors begin their read-through. Act 1, Scene 2, Bruce Roach's Leontes musing aloud about whether or not his young son is really his.
Once a rough passion the shoots that I have to be full like me. Yet they say we are almost as like as eggs. The women say so. They will say anything. Yet were it true to say this boy were like me.
A natural pause in the play prompts a 90-minute lunch break. Director Sydney Garrett places a takeout order of pot stickers and crab rangoon and assesses how the rehearsal has progressed.
I always think it's like the first day of school every time. It's like, who's going to sit with who? You know, how's you're going to meet old friends, you're going to meet new friends. I try to create an environment in which people feel safe to fail. You try things and you make bold choices that may never make it to the stage, but you want people to discover incredible things that will make the story sing and fly.
By the close of the first day, the tables are folded away and the cast up on its feet, blocking its every cross, its every entrance, and every exit. Steve Walker, KCUR News.